Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Hebrews 13, verse 5 in the New Living Translation says, "For God has said, I will never fail you, I will never abandon you." Hallelujah.
Yeah, it's a great verse to personalize. For God has said, I will never fail Kim, I will never abandon her. For God has said, I will never fail Lujin, I will never abandon her. For God has said, I will never fail Diane and Dave, I will never abandon them. God will never abandon us, but we may still have to reap the consequences. Well, not may, we will have to reap the consequences for decisions we make. Associating with evil people can dramatically alter the course of our lives. Evil relationships precipitate bad judgments. Evil relationships precipitate bad judgments. We need to get that down inside. In 2 Chronicles 18, there are seven clear examples of how King Jehoshaphat ignored his most important relationship, alliance, partnership, and that's the one with his God. Here are seven bad decisions we need to learn to avoid right now. Number one, unequally yoked. Jehoshaphat made a huge mistake.
In 2 Chronicles 18, verse 1, in the New Living Translation, it says, Jehoshaphat enjoyed great riches and high esteem, and he made an alliance with Ahab of Israel by having his son marry Ahab's daughter.
Do you know what happens if a righteous person marries a sinful person? They'll have Rosemary's baby.
I had to say that.
Listen, here's the point. Mixing righteousness with sin does not make the sin righteous.
That's right. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14 warns us, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness?"
In Strong's Concordance, the phrase unequally yoked together in the Greek, well, it's in Strong's, it's G2086, and it means to come under an unequal or different yoke. Now listen to this next part. To have fellowship with one who is not an equal. Unbelievers are definitely not equal to believers.
1 Corinthians 2, verse 14 in the New Living Translation says, But people who aren't spiritual can't receive these truths from God's Spirit. It all sounds foolish to them, and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means.
How frustrating would it be to love someone who does not understand the language that you speak?
Think of that. The Amplified Bible translation of 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14 says it this way. Do not become partners with those who do not believe. For what partnership is there between righteousness and lawlessness? Or what fellowship does light have with darkness?
When King Jehoshaphat offered his son in marriage to the daughter of King Ahab, he became unequally yoked with a wicked man. Number two, forming an unholy alliance without asking God first.
2 Chronicles 18, verse 3 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, Ahab, king of Israel, said to Jehoshaphat of Judah, "Will you go with me to Ramoth Gilead?" He answered, "I am as you are, and my people as your people. We will be with you in the war."
Listen, please remember this. God will never bless what he hasn't approved.
That's right.
And after Jehoshaphat agreed to the unholy alliance, then he suggested they ask God for his approval.
2 Chronicles 18, verse 4 in the Classic Amplified Bible. And Jehoshaphat said, Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, inquire first, I pray you, for the word of the Lord today.
There are some people who, using the wisdom of the world, think that it's better to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission. The worldly logic says if you ask for permission and don't get it, then you're bound to not take action. However, if you take action and make somebody unhappy with you, then you can ask for forgiveness. I can tell you this, this twisted type of logic will not be accepted on Judgment Day.
So true.
Number three, a poor self-image will cause you to underestimate yourself and overestimate someone else.
2 Chronicles 18, verse 3 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, he answered, I am as you are, and my people as your people. We will be with you in the war. My, my.
Not seeing yourself the way God sees you can only lead to trouble. It will cause you to abandon your self-worth, and that'll cause you to embrace and tolerate harmful relationships. A woman who was abused as a child frequently makes bad choices in relationships because she's experienced no self-worth. It's only the grace of God that saves these women from a life of abuse and codependency on abusive spouses or boyfriends. The best way to create a positive self-image and avoid ungodly relationships is to realize who you are to God and how he desires your obedience to his word.
Amen.
Number four, finding an expert witness for the defense. Have you ever watched any of these TV shows where each legal defense team is trying to find credible eyewitnesses who will agree to their side of the story? In most of these TV programs, the expert witnesses generally are looking for a payday or they can get out of it. Listen, if we make a stupid mistake, it's human nature to seek someone who will corroborate our testimony and the dumb decisions we've already made. Jehoshaphat knows that things are not progressing in a godly manner.
So, in 2 Chronicles 18, verse 6, in the Classic Amplified Bible, he says, but Jehoshaphat said, is there not another prophet of the Lord here by whom we may inquire?
King Ahab immediately poo-poos Jehoshaphat's suggestion because he knows from past experience that God's prophet will not play his games. King Ahab is looking for someone who will agree with him on everything he wants to do. Number five, compromise procedures, but never your principles. Let me say that again. Compromise your procedures, but never your principles. A lack of personal, moral, and spiritual commitment will cause us to compromise, to fall for a trick of the enemy. If we want to live a joyful life, then we don't need to compromise with evil, regardless of the form in which it manifests itself.
In Psalm 119, verses 3 and 4, in the New Living Translation, it says, joyful are those who obey his laws and search for him with all their hearts. They do not compromise with evil, and they walk only in his paths.
Honey, there's an old saying that if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Yes, I like that one.
One more thing. Somebody else, don't know who, once said, don't compromise your conviction for your convenience.
Wow. Often done.
Often done. Number six, ignorant or stupid, either way, it's dangerous. And I read a quote once, profound. It said, ignorance is produced by a closed Bible.
There you go.
Ignorance is produced by a closed Bible. I think being unequally yoked will open a person to all sorts of spiritual sins, spiritual sin, and cloud a person's good sense.
And that often happens, clouding a person's good sense.
True.
Not being in the Word enough. 2 Chronicles 18, verses 28 and 29 in the New Living Translation. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, as we go into battle, I will disguise myself as no one as so no one will recognize me. But you wear your royal robes. Sure. So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went into battle.
You know, as I've read these verses over the years, I often wondered at this point in time.
I know.
If King Jehoshaphat was a hamburger short of a happy meal, or just naive or gullible. In military Bibles, it's common knowledge and a strategy of warfare to kill the leader, the king, thus demoralizing the remaining forces into surrender or retreat.
And it's a good thing that King Jehoshaphat did so many right things before the Lord, because he sure did save himself in that way.
Yeah. So you would think that, honey, I think you would think that Jehoshaphat was smart enough to realize what Ahab was suggesting when he asked him to go into battle wearing the royal robes. In essence, Jehoshaphat was figuratively painting a bullseye on his back. In fact, a reading of 2 Chronicles 18:30-32 will reveal that Jehoshaphat would have been killed except the Lord saved him.
Amen.
Once again, when you're unequally yoked, you open yourself to every deception of the enemy and those who do his bidding. Number 7, never run from conflict. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, I'm sorry, I just lost that quote. I need to bring it back. He once said, the hottest place in hell is reserved for those who remain neutral. Neutral. In the time of great moral conflict. Amazing quote.
He has a lot of amazing.
Now, I will confess to you that I don't like conflict. Never have. Probably never will. I realize there are some people who thrive on conflict, who enjoy the sting of battle. I'm not one of them. Yet, while I don't like conflict, I will not run from it, especially if it violates my spiritual sense of right and wrong. Have you ever noticed people who always have to be right, who want to have the last word in every conversation or disagreement? It's a matter of pride and misplaced values.
Listen to Proverbs 13, verse 10 in the New Living Translation. Pride leads to conflict. Those who take advice are wise.
A final word. Before we condemn Jehoshaphat too soundly, perhaps we need to consider our own lives. The times we've been unequally yoked, or even worse, the times we've forgotten how our great God Jehovah has delivered us from every adversity. And that's something we need to think about.
So true.
Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. While you're there, check out this week's 10-minute video. And if you, as I said, if you've been blessed at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.